I know each by name. I have self-knowledge without end. That which I eat, drink, or learn, I convert into myself.
I can afford to be humble. I am not afraid. I am adequate. That doctrine shall prevail, which is not afraid of the person. I reject all dogmas, for they create disorder in my personality. I am enemy of all dogmas, for dogma is the prison of mine.
I am value. I have all the power to be what I want to be. There is glory in being human, in being a self-defining value. My name is man. My name is woman. I formed myself from my mandate. My mandate was the law. I entered earth as an act of will. I came to realize the promise of being a value, to realize the glory of being human, to discover more satisfying dimensions of being a person. I am not alone. I have never been alone. I shall never be alone, for I am a cluster. I am father, mother. I am the cluster of phenomena which constitute me. I am father, mother, child. I am the past, the present, and the future. I have no beginning and no end. I am the geodesic circle in which father and mother merge to become me. I extend myself into the child. I am the brick out of which society is built. I am the eternal person. I am.
Okay, today in this space, we call all the ancestors who have guided us throughout our lives and will continue to guide us for the rest of our lives. And we call on the Creator, who we know by many names. Who is one and the same. And we call on those ancestors who know better than us that they should be in this room with us today. Ashe. And I call on my great-great-grandmother, Virginia Rice. I was just looking at her pictures the other day, and I was thinking about her the other day and how she was a very giving person, and she was a very sweet person. And, you know, I'm just learning more about her, you know, so I just wanted to call her name today. If there are any ancestors that you want to call to be in this room with us today, please do so.
I want to call on George Washington Carver because of his spirit of ingenuity, and I just want to use that with me today as I go about the day and the week.
Well, I'd like to call on a personal family ancestor. His name was Homer Ozame Cyprian, and he was the first black man to be on the federal grand jury of Louisiana, and I just want to call on his spirit for being very brave and very strong in what he was doing. And even though he was the only black man, he still did the work that he was supposed to do and then wasn't intimidated by any of those European men who he was surrounded by. And he still was very strong and showed that he knew what he was going to do.
I like to call on Nelson Mandela. Have an echo problem. Okay, sorry about that. I'd like to call on Nelson Mandela for his strength, endurance, and perseverance. Taking back control of South Africa. All of his strength and his power, I need that for today. Ashe.
It keeps freezing at 9 seconds for me.
Would you repeat that, please?
I said this keeps freezing for like nine seconds for me.
Okay, folks. Naja Brown, I'm sorry that you're here. I'm glad you can hear it now. You'll have to hear it a little bit later on, sister. So you know where it is. Bookmark it. You can return there. You have a baseline as a bottom from which to come up. Very good impromptu effort. Very good everybody putting their blessing, putting their a piece into the callaloo, into the stew. And that's what really, really, really counts. So I really am so happy that each one of you participated and did that. Everybody did something. Put their talent out there. And that's what makes us a family. That's what makes us powerful. That's what makes us as a people when everyone does their bit. And I want that to also be happening in the mornings. I do not want it to be as silent as it was this morning with just two or three people putting out. I want everybody to put their little bit in, or their lot in, okay? This morning session is for all of us. And I don't want you to get used to just an adult leading it and leading the way. If we're not there, then the expectation is that you pick it up and take it to the next level and just do what you need to do, what you know to do. That is leadership. You're being prepared for it. And I truly hope that you don't decide that you're going to start the day without pouring libation and calling our ancestors into the space. Please start getting your own heads in order and not waiting for someone to guide you, to step up. Leadership is truly leading yourself. For the next few minutes, I'm going to have you watch a couple of quick videos and learn about a conference as well. It's the We Are One Power Conference, but I really want you to listen to some of the videos just to get us off on the right foot this morning as well. So I'm going to synchronize you there. See if I can get out of there, get ourselves there. Start coming up on that one, so we'll have to get it from there. All right. No, George Fraser is not white. We'll talk about it in a second. Please listen. Okay, now the music is stopped. You got a bit of intro. You're on the video page now. I want you to choose George Fraser, Maggie Anderson, or Amafika, Brother Amafika. Choose, press the video. There are like 2 minutes, type started. You can leave Chica's off right now. Choose from the top three: George Fraser, who is a black man; Maggie Anderson, who is a black woman; and Amafika, who also is a black man. Choose whichever one you want. Start it. Type started, please. Which one, Safia? Hello, Jerisa. I'm going to give you that link again. Pick one of the top three videos: Sister Maggie Anderson, Brother Amafika, or George Fraser, who looks like a white man, but he is a black man. Click on the video, listen, type started, and which one you chose. All right, Allende, great. All right, is everybody done listening? All right, everybody done listening? So just come on to the Talk Now button very quickly and say what you got out of that. What did you get out of what you listened to? Anybody want to say? I see Nasha said she got out when spider webs unite, they can tie up a line. There is no power here, brothers and sisters. If you haven't listened to that one, if you didn't choose it at the time, please do. They all are powerful. All right, anybody want to say anything quickly before we leave?
I like George Fraser's example about the water. I thought that was effective. And I like his overall speaking skills. I thought what he said was simple, but it was also sort of profound. And, but you can still comprehend it in a very simple, fascinating way. So I like that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I also like how he used an illustration to demonstrate his point. That seemed very effective as well. And the Proverbs he was using, the African thing that he used with, as I said in the text that, with, he said there's a saying that when spiders unite, they can tie up a line. I thought that was very effective too. And I also like what his overall point, what he's saying in terms of black people, even though we're spread out all over the world, we can still network. We don't have to like live in the same places exactly. We can be dispersed, but we can still network and be united that way as well. So I like that point that he demonstrated.
With George Frazer, I like that he was saying that we should be united together, and like you can still make a lot of money to help your people. And I also like the water part.
All right, folks. Hello, Sister Tenny Ade. Folks, it is time for you to make it to your various classes. Social studies, you'll either be in science you will be in social studies with Sister Tenny Ade. You hear a lot of feedback. I don't know. Y'all can let me know if you're hearing me well. I want you to have a good day. I want you to remember the lessons from our libation. I want you to remember the lessons from these three powerful brothers and sisters here. And if you are anywhere in earshot of Texas on November 20th and 21st, y'all can come to Texas and help me enjoy my birthday. All right, folks, y'all take care. See you when in your next class. Stretch and drink a little water and get right on there. Take care.
Well, Kessel, we'll see if the G students are leaving the room right now, or are we staying here, compared to Sister Devlin?
Yeah, we're going to go on into science, where we've been. Unique, see if you can get into the room. Some of us can't get. All right, tell me about that. Is that, okay, hold tight. We can do that, actually. Because I think Unique can't get in the classroom. Tell me a little bit, East Coast, is there anybody except for Unique? Because Sister Tenny Ade, we may have you do that class here in the IA room because because Unique wasn't able to get into the other room. So just give me some feedback on that, East Coast. Anybody else except for Unique? I mean, that may be enough. I just want to know, is the problem growing?
Okay, I'm on Unique's computer right now, and it can get into classes, and today it's Bakar's room. It's Bakar's computer that can't get into classes, so it seems like they're just switching on who can't get into the class.
Then it's a router issue. It's a local router issue. Okay? It's a local router issue. I'm going to go to science, and Sister Tenny Ade, come forward. Is it okay for you to operate out of this classroom? We'll need to make sure Sisai, the Keshu, will know where to go. Jerissa will need to come back here. East Coast, would you go over to social studies and ask, first, Sister Tenny Ade, is it all right for you to operate out of here? So that everybody can be with you. All right. Why are you banned, Unique or Bakari? All right. I'll give you a call. Yes, Bakari. Why are you banned? Talk to me, son. I see. Okay. East Coast, and any of you. From time to time, we'll give you the code so that you can do like we did on Friday, hands free. But if you you are never to do that, you're never to ban anybody, reject anybody. That's just something that you can't do. Okay. Sister Tenny Ade, I'm calling you right now. Others of you, get ready for your social studies class, Origins of World Civ.